Chris Gardner of KCOH 1430 AM in Houston and the Houston Round Ball Review, speaking with Oklahoma Sooners head coach Sherry Cole, our weekly chat. Well, coach, you had 2 games since we last talked last week, and we'll take it one by one. First things first, you had a really solid win and really slammed down on Texas Tech last Wednesday, so tell me about that game.
Defensive effort was so much better than it had been in recent games. We're starting to figure out how important help defense is and the necessity of rotation and recovery from help, just the little things that young teams, you know, if you just have one guy slip on one possession and then she figures it out in the next possession, another guy slips on it, your defense becomes porous. And we're just having fewer and fewer slips, which is enabling us to apply more pressure and to contest better and to lower our opponent's field goal percentage. Texas Tech didn't shoot it real well. Part of that was us, part of that was them. But we were able to take advantage of it, and I thought you could just see our confidence sort of begin to swell as we were able to string stops together, defensive stops, that led to offensive production. And I thought our sharing of the basketball was better than it's been all season.
Well, if you touched on defense versus Texas Tech, let's slide on over to the game against Georgia. And I guess you're right, there's a point, you know, Amanda Thompson, anybody saw the game, saw her come up with some spectacular blocks down the stretch of the game, but she also played a great overall game.
Yeah, she sure did. AT is just more confident. She has a greater understanding of what we need her to do. She understands time and possession and game management so much better than she did a year ago or even earlier this season. I think we forget sometimes that this kid is just a sophomore, and she is blessed with athleticism. While she's not necessarily quick, she has great explosiveness. She's very strong, great jumping ability, great anticipation skills. I've said all along that her greatest gift is her ability to distribute the basketball, because she sees stuff that most guys just don't see. And then she has the skill to be able to deliver the basketball there. But for a great percentage of her very young career here, she's been played as a passer because she didn't have a great perimeter shot and she was very uncomfortable playing facing the basket. She spent a lot of time in the gym working on her comfort level facing the rim, and as a result is coming out early in games, knocking down shots. Now people have to guard her, which opens up her ability to do the thing which she's best at, which is deliver the basketball.
That's on, I guess, the rest of the team, how they did against Georgia.
I thought it was a great team effort. I really did, Chris. I thought Courtney Paris looked like the player of the year. She was just exclamatory in everything that she did, burying people, doing her work early in the post, being a great help defender, blocking out, rebounding, 8 of 12 from the field, great job again from the free throw line. Just a huge effort from her. Ashley was very offensive-minded, very aggressive, particularly when we subbed she and Courtney for one another and we ran four around one, Ashley at the post, and she had some one-on-one isolations, just really went to the basket, made some tough shots deep in the shot clock. And I thought Danielle Robinson, once again, was fantastic. I think she had a career-high 7 assists. Didn't score quite as many as she's been lately, but still, I think she had 12, double figures. Did a lot of things that bothered Georgia, whether it's her ability to penetrate and find the open guy or putting pressure on Ashley Houts, a very good point guard in her own right for the University of Georgia, a kid who's played extensive USA basketball. So I thought Danielle just played a complete game. And, you know, everybody wants to talk about Jenna going 0 for 6 or 0 for 7, whatever she was from the three-point line. But Jenna Plumlee's floor game was fantastic. I looked at my staff late in the first half, and I said, I know she hadn't made a three, but I can't take this kid off the floor. She's just making too many things happen. Defensively, I thought she affected Georgia's post players by running around and deflecting passes and diving and being hard to predict. She just was very clever, and when she went and when she didn't, and it kept them off balance and really made a difference in the game.
You talked about Danielle Robinson, D-Rob. Once again, she earned rookie honors in the Big 12. Does that even, I don't know how to phrase it, does that still impress her? Is she still proud of that, or does she even really care about it?
Oh, I think she's still proud of it because she understands how talented this league is, and that whatever type type of honor you receive is impressive in the Big 12 Conference. So I think she's proud of it, but at the same time, I think she's much more concerned about her assist turnover ratio for our team and her defense, making sure that she's managing the game better. You know, point guards have a laundry list of things that they have to do well if their team is to have a chance. And for a freshman point guard, your brain gets pretty full with all those things you have to do in a particular competition. Doesn't leave much room for worrying about anything else that's happening on the outside.
Well, you guys stepped out of conference on Sunday to play Georgia. You get back into Big 12 play tomorrow versus Kansas. So talk about one of these Jayhawks.
You know, I think they're better than the record says that they are. They're a very, very good defensive team. They play extremely hard. Bonnie's teams have always guarded you and competed and run a lot of good stuff on offense. They haven't really had a game where they've shot it extremely well. And you watch them and you think, it's coming. At some point it's coming. And when it does, they're going to beat somebody and maybe a bunch of somebodies. They're just really, really close. They got Oklahoma State down 11-0 run to start the game. They were there. Had Texas A&M on the ropes late, last 3 minutes A&M was able to pull away with it. They've just had trouble scoring enough points to hold people off down the stretch, but they will get out and get after you and guard you and compete.
Real quickly, give me your thoughts on Baylor and Kansas State still being undefeated in Big 12 play.
Well, I think it's quite a testament to their consistency for both of them to still not have a single digit in the loss column. K-State played extremely well this past weekend on the road at Oklahoma State. They're shooting it extremely well. And Baylor's just tough. You know, they're hard-nosed, they're physical, and they put five guys on the floor that can score all the time.
And one more thing. I saw a clip of you at last night's men's versus Bedlam series. So just talk about the relationship with your fellow coaches at Oklahoma.
Oh, Jeff Capel's the best. Every time they play here at home and we're around, we're going to be there pulling for him. And he's the same. He's courtside in all our games. He's just doing a terrific job with his team. You know, they've had some adversity. Blake was hurt, and Longar's been banged up, and they lost Keith Clark. And he just keeps finding a way to put them in a position to have a chance to be successful, and does it the right way. And I just believe in him, and I'm so proud of him. And it was a big win for their program last night.
Okay, Coach. Appreciate it as always. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk again Tuesday, if not sooner.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.